from Streamline Publishing in the radio and television business report. Bienvenidos and welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. We got a great guest for you today to educate you and inform you about the wonders of Hispanic radio. Without further ado, let's welcome to this Hispanic radio podcast hosted by me, Adam R. Jacobson, the chairman and chief content officer or chief creative officer. What is your title, Mr. Enrique Santos?
Bueno,
bienvenidos. Me voy a proveer subtítulo en inglés, no? No, we're going to do this all in English for the benefit of all those cold people up north that I think have an opportunity in Hispanic radio. Mr. Enrique Santos, welcome. You are the chairman and chief creative officer for iHeartMedia and iHeartLatino, correct?
Correct. CCO, or as some people here are my counterparts like to say, the CNCO, making reference to the Latin boy band CNCO.
Ding, 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 ding. I wish I had, bell, but that's all I can do there.
We can add the effects. I'm in my studio, too.
Well, he is in the studio because he's also the syndicated morning host for iHeartMedia's Hispanic radio stations, including his host station, Tu 94.9 WZTU Miami Beach. There is a lot we can talk about with Mr. Santos, including the fact that he is a reserve police officer with the city of Miami and the chief cafecito maker at the iHeart complex in beautiful Miramar, Florida.
Correct. I think I'm probably like the chief cafecito drinker. I'm not very good at making it, but I definitely drink it.
And
your Spanish is flawless, by the way, Adam. Great job.
It's all espumita this morning. And if you don't have any idea, listeners, what that is, just come down to Miami, and I'm sure you'll be able to experience some fine caffeinated enjoyment. So without further ado, Mr. Enrique Santos, you've done quite a job in terms of establishing iHeartMedia in the Hispanic market as a legitimate brand offering content in English and Spanish to the Latin audience in all of the markets in which you're in. But here's the first question I have regarding iHeartMedia. How has that approached the Hispanic market through not only radio stations, but through brand creation? You got concerts, events. There's a lot more than just a group of radio stations serving Spanish language music lovers.
Yeah, you know, so we started this journey and we launched this new vertical, iHeartLatino, 2.5, almost 3 years ago now. It really came down, it was a conversation that I had with Bob Pittman. You know, I've been working in Spanish radio for just shy of 20 years, first with the Spanish Broadcasting System and then with Univision. And then, you know, leaving Univision, I sat with Bob Pittman and Rich Bressler, and they sat down. They basically said, Enrique, you know, we have a lot of Spanish radio stations, and we have a lot of Latino jocks and people that speak Spanish. But, you know, we're really not thinking in Spanish. So that really spearheaded the conversation into, you know, this whole new vertical that we launched. And concerts, events, we're growing our footprints of radio stations in different markets around the United States. And we're very proud also of the amount of our English radio stations, specifically our CHR stations, that are in English programmed for our English listeners. But there's so many Latinos that listen to those stations as well. So the reach is also far beyond language when you're talking about Spanish. It's really about culture. So when you're talking about the brands, it's growing our footprints, all of our radio stations nationwide. You mentioned the events, of course. We're very proud of our iHeartRadio Fiesta Latina that we host in Miami fourth quarter every November, where we bring together a great number of our Latino artists as well, a great number of podcasts such as this one. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening now throughout the states because we know it's cold, and shout out to everybody up north, especially Minnesota. Did you see how cold it is in Minnesota?
Yeah, I think it was so cold that they couldn't plug in their cars or something. But you know, this is a good topic, not to poke fun at the fact that we're both down here in South Florida, but it is so cold in Chicago and in Minnesota, and you know the Latin growth and the need to reach these communities in a language that people are going to understand. How do those alerts get out if it's only in English? This is a vital need. This is a very important topic to kind of share with the owners of these radio stations in these markets that are considering the possibility of Spanish language programming. Maybe it's a necessity. I mean, how else are how much is legitimate needed information going to get out there if it's not in the language that it needs to be delivered in?
Sure. Sure. And the topic even goes deeper than that, Adam, in that sometimes, and it's all, you know, this is a generational thing as well, because, you know, if you're trying to reach my grandparents, they were born in Cuba. They migrated to this great country that opened the doors for them and for mm-hmm. my parents. And thanks to that, I was born here. But I come from a household, a second generation Cuban American, where, you know, at home we speak Spanish, but when it's like, you know, with my friends and in school, it's all in English. And so basically, I didn't really even need to speak Spanish. And there's so many people that are my generation and younger that won't even speak Spanish, don't understand it. They know how to curse in Spanish. You know, at home, it's Espanol is spoken with abuelita, with our grandparents, but they feel more comfortable in English. And that's where when I say that this is really, it comes down to sometimes it's regional, of course. But it is also generational in the sense that it really all depends who you're trying to reach, where you're at. You know, I remember being a teenager, and again, speaking Spanish wasn't cool. Listening to Spanish music when I remember the first time I got my driver's license and I was by myself in a car, I would turn the Spanish music down when I came to a red light because I was embarrassed because it just wasn't cool to listen to Latin music. And wow, how things have changed when now, you know, January 4th, Forbes magazine, the headline, I don't know if you got a chance to see that.
I did not.
I invite you to check it out.
Okay.
If you have, that Latin music is now more popular than country and EDM.
Yes.
In America. And then that even gets very complicated because then you have, you know, the English dominant, Spanish dominant, you mix all that. And then you mix the Spanglish as well. There's a lot of people that feel very comfortable in both languages, such as myself. Sometimes if explaining it, I might sound like I'm bipolar, but it's not the case, thank God. But, you know, when I'm speaking in English, I'm thinking in Spanish. And when I'm talking in Spanish, I'm thinking in English. I don't know if that makes sense. That's what happens in my case.
Right. And you know, this is very typical of the Hispanic of younger audiences. You know, we're talking about 18 to 34. Yeah. This is the Miami lifestyle that we've seen since, you know, the early 1980s with Super Q. You're now seeing that across the U.S. in markets like Los Angeles, where your Kiss FM, an iHeart radio station, was really an early champion of Gasolina by Daddy Yankee. I remember when they were playing Rompe on Kiss FM going, what the heck are they doing? Well, it made sense for that market then. Look at now. You know, you listen to Y100, your sister station in Miami. You know, there's a Latin element to that. And across MIA as well, which has a strong LGBT following. So again, it's kind of understanding that Latin music and Latin culture doesn't necessarily go to only the Hispanic consumer. Yes, they are the main audience, but there's something bigger here when we're talking about Ozuna and Pitbull even being on Sirius XM. You know, there's definitely value here. So, you know, let's talk a little bit more about Miami and how you used your experience in South Florida on a national level. Your morning show antics are certainly very well known here. And over all these years that you've been in Miami, what is the biggest change you're seeing in terms of how the Hispanic audio consumer gets the content they want? I just mentioned Sirius XM, their podcasts out there, Pandora, Spotify. How are you cutting through all that?
Yeah, well, first, I mean, you have to also consider and the fact that Latinos really overconsume. We overconsume radio specifically, and that I can tell you from my experience. If you were to ask me why, you know, the Latinos even that have just migrated, or it doesn't really even matter what generation they're from or what country they're from. Latinos, there's a big misconception when it comes to Latinos. They think that just because you speak Spanish, we all come from Mexico, or we all come from Spain, and that's not the case. There's so many different countries where, you know, Spanish is the official language. There's so many different flags and different, we speak differently. What you say in Mexican Spanish is not the way it's spoken in Puerto Rico or even Mexico. What you say, one word in Spanish in Cuba is a bad word in Mexico. So you can go on and on and on, you know. There's a big disconnect. A lot of people don't, you know, even as close as early as in the past, Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, I heard comments like, oh, you know, we need passports to go to Puerto Rico to help Puerto Ricans. A lot of people don't realize that Puerto Rico is part of the United States. So there is a lot of ignorance, and it's not on purpose, and it's not. I would like to think that I'm sure it's not done on purpose, but it could offend a lot of people there. But nothing. Listen, it's about communication. Latinos we're faithful to brands. I buy the products that my grandmother spoke about, and that were, I remember. Right. If I go by default, I go to the grocery store and I'm going to buy hand soap. I'm going to buy Palmolive because I remember Charitín, and my grandmother using it. I remember seeing Charitín on the TV commercials as a kid. She's a great television personality, and she used to put some Palmolive hand soap when you do your dishes because they make your hands soft. So I remember I went out using it. My mom used this, so I'm more than likely, I hate doing dishes. That's not maybe a good example, but it shows the brand loyalty that we have and the connection. The fan base as well. The fans, when it comes to music, when it comes to personalities, they connect with us. I'm in a very unique opportunity that I'm able to broadcast my Spanish syndicated show totally in Spanish, in 17 different markets. And then I do an English weekend show that runs on 250 of our CHR stations nationwide on the move with Enrique Santos and also on the iHeartRadio app. So I know I'm bouncing around a little bit here, but you had asked me earlier about, how we connect truly here at iHeart and specifically with iHeart Latino, with the application through our podcast. Our application iHeart Radio is now available in Mexico as well. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about our growth and connection. And, and it's all about doing it in an organic way, doing it in an authentic way. So I think a lot of people make the mistake, ad agencies. I think that radio stations and people that are trying to reach Latino audiences make the mistake where, hey, if it has to be in Spanish, if it's in English here, I'll just do the Google Translate and that's enough. And it's not enough because there's a big disconnect there. A lot of things get lost in translation.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I would just say that anybody that wants to jump into this lane where you really and truly want to communicate with Latinos, you have to speak to them in an organic way, in a very truthful way. A lot of people may paint our people as being uneducated and not connected, but that's quite the contrary. We are very educated people. A lot of our people are assimilated. They're part of the fabric and foundation of this great country, the United States. And we're here to stay. And we're very proud to, some Latinos that have dual citizenship, other Latinos who live half, some of the months here and some of the months, elsewhere, but still consider this a place where they come for education or where they come to work, to better themselves, to better their families, to better our great country.
In the final moments that we have here on this Hispanic Radio podcast, I'm wondering what's ahead in 2019 for iHeart on the Latino front that will kind of set it apart from other operators serving Hispanic audiences.
Yeah, so, there's so many different things that set us apart. The fact that, we have 850-plus radio stations, that we have Latinos that live and speak in both worlds. Again, really about, it's less about language and more about culture. So we're able to communicate with our culture, and we've been able to do this moving forward with great partnerships with like Cardenas Marketing Networks, Henry Cardenas, CMN Productions is one of the biggest promoters in the United States, specifically of Latino concerts such as Bad Bunny and Mark Anthony. So with that, we're seeing more of that partnership moving forward in the year. Great partnerships with CMN and pushing those mm-hmm. concerts, and where traditionally. You have seen concert promoters go exclusively to a all radio station group, right, and speak and only deliver in Spanish. We are able at iHeart Latino, again, because so many Latinos listen to our English stations, that we're able to, sell out a Mark Anthony concert on a, to an English audience, such as Y100 in Miami, like we did last year. We'll be growing our footprint, moving into other markets, some of which, obviously, I can't. I'm not at the liberty to share with you now.
But of course,
we've grown in San Antonio. We launched the station just at the end of last year. We launched the station in Atlanta, and we'll continue to grow our footprint. iHeartRadio Fiesta Latina this year will be bigger and better. And working on more events such as that, Calle Ocho, of course, this year, we're very proud of our lineup as well. and looking to continuously grow and to represent our Latinos in the United States.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me. We are out of time. So, Enrique Santos, wonderful conversation, and glad that we were able to learn a little bit more about iHeart Latino and the iHeart Media commitment to Hispanic radio. And if you want to make a commitment to Hispanic radio, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you consider coming to Doral? That is just west of Miami International Airport for the most entertaining spring break and educational spring break you could possibly think of. It's the 10th anniversary Radio Inc. Hispanic Radio Conference, March 12th and 13th of 2019. More information and more podcasts. We do have an archive at HispanicRadioConference.com. That's where you can register for this today. So thank you, Mr. Santos.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for the time, Adam. And look up for Raymond.
Okay. Well, that's it for me, Adam R. Jacobson from Hollywood. Have a great day, everybody.